Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to traceminerals.com and feel the difference minerals make. Kim Mahoney.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
What do I win? What's my prize? I called it. I called the Karen Reid trial.
You did call it.
We were both wrong on our timing, but I did call what the verdict was going to be, which is not a verdict. It's a mistrial in the trial of Karen Reid. I get like a free cheese pizza from Little Caesars or something, or what?
Yeah, and breadsticks. I think you get the breadsticks too, actually.
Ooh, crazy bread. That's, you know, I do like the crazy bread. I don't know what the hell they ever, like, why did they change up? Little Caesars was pizza. You would get that bag and you'd tear the stuff off the bag, the paper, and it smelled delicious. And then suddenly, a long time ago, they decided we're going to do circle pizzas in boxes. And it kind of sucks. It's,
I don't know why they changed. Probably some marketing pseudo genius came in there and said, we need to do something.
Yeah, that was a bad idea. I didn't get like the mini ones. And they're a lot like the old ones, but they're still like, I want just the full, just bring back what everybody likes about that. Anyway, Karen Reid, it's going to be interesting to see what happens next. Let's take a listen to that verdict with Judge Beverly Cannone, right? Or did I say it right? I'm always kind of off on that.
Cannone, I think.
Cannone, like I said, it sounds like an Italian pastry.
Like a cannelloni.
Yeah, I want one of those. Here we go.
Foreman, I am in receipt of your note. Judge Cannone, despite our rigorous efforts, we continue to find ourselves at an impasse. Our perspectives on the evidence are starkly divided. Some members of the jury firmly believe that the evidence surpasses the burden of proof, establishing the elements of the charges beyond a reasonable doubt. Conversely, others find the evidence fails to meet this standard and does not sufficiently establish the necessary elements of the charges. The deep division is not due to a lack of effort or diligence, but rather a sincere adherence to our individual principles and moral convictions. To continue to deliberate would be futile and only serve to force us to compromise these deeply held beliefs. I'm not going to do that to you folks. Your service is complete. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
There you go, mistrial. And then shortly after that, jury left, and then they discussed the next date of their meeting to decide where to go from here, which will be July 22nd. From there, we'll have a better idea on what's going to be happening next. We could have another trial, so we could be repeating all of this again. I can't imagine that it's going to be the exact same charges. I'm going to think it would probably be lesser charges because I think she was overcharged. I think most people think that. Or the Commonwealth may just say, we're done. we don't want to keep pushing this. We gave it a shot, and she can go about her life. But we'll see.
I'm a little shocked at some of the things I've seen outside the courtroom. The cheering, the displays. I've seen some cases in my lifetime of, you want to see justice done. You want to see people who've done something be punished for their crimes. I can't imagine devoting this kind of time to a trial if you don't know the person. And I have a hard time believing all of those people know her.
You have people who are coming in from other countries on this. It's not healthy. Any way you look at it, it's not healthy behavior. A healthy human being mentally, it would not be this wrapped up in it. To be standing out there protesting every day. I mean, unless it's like your sister or something. People who have no true connection, but people want to be part of something. And in a weird way, this has created, I mean, and everybody's tribal now. So this created a tribe. This created something where everybody who was in on this, the Free Karen Reed movement, could be, they found community within it. And it feeds, that thing in their mind, the dopamine in their mind. This is good. This is good. This is good. And facts be damned. We're just going to be dug in here no matter what. I mean, it's a trial. At the beginning, they're like, she's innocent. There's no way. It's like, but let's look at the facts. I don't know what happened. Mm-hmm. You don't know what happened. Nobody knows what happened. And the only objective way of looking at this is not to sit there and go, she's innocent or she's guilty. It's let's hear the evidence and then let's make a decision. And this has felt far more like a political campaign than it has an actual trial.
Yeah, it really does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, just the way that people have dug in on both sides, there's no changing opinions once you're dug in, it seems, on either side. So I'm not surprised the jury is where they're at. I think it's very much a reflection of the public opinion on this case. I do not think, but at the end of the day, that's the fault of the prosecution of the Commonwealth for not bringing a very solid case to this. They should have never charged her with second degree murder. That is not what this was. Or it just wasn't. I mean, we're talking vehicular homicide, likely, or leaving the scene of a crime, which she may, I do not believe she even knew that she hit him. If in fact that is how he died, I think there's other options here, none of which include going into the house and getting beat up by his friends. I do not buy that for one fucking second. But I do think there are alternatives that are not just she hit him in malice or his good friends decided to kill him one night. I think both of those are kind of absurd.
I think so, too. This whole thing just seems really overblown. Like they needed somebody to take the rap for John's death, mm-hmm. that he died. And we need to find somebody accountable for it, hold somebody accountable for it. And whether she did it or not, I just think she's been kind of hung as their scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. And how many lives have been ruined and how many, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious as to what this does to the community. And obviously there's already a huge divide there. Does this make it worse? Does this kind of nullify things a little bit? Or does this kind of keep things on the same thing where everybody for the next, generation or two is going to be, oh, your dad believed in Karen Reed's innocent? Well, my papa didn't. And I know they don't talk like that there. I'm talking like it's the South and this is the Northeast. I'm not good at a Northeast accent.
Get in the car.
Get my dad believe. I can't do it. I'm just not going to fuck around with it.
Still Southern.
I can't do it. I can do like a Northern, like Minnesota and Wisconsin and Michigan. But I'm not good at the.
Yeah, me too. You need to think like Dunkin' Donuts. Ha.
I think I can't fucking do it. I'm never going to try. no, I can't. You can't. I can't. I'd have to like really listen to it for a while before I could like really emulate. So I don't know. It just seems like there's been so much damage done here. And again, I'd have to say if I was John O'Keefe and I'm looking down on them, if that's what John O'Keefe is doing right now, I'd be really kind of like feeling shitty. Like, oh God, like this is not anything I'd want to have happen to my community and my friends mm-hmm. and all that. And, just bad behavior all around. So Proctor needs to fucking go. He should never be a police officer yep. again for the rest of his life. We'll see if that happens. I know there's the quote internal end quote investigation going on. And sometimes they just kind of let those things float around for a while till everybody forgets about it. He just needs to go. He needs to go.
I'm laughing because you and I have worked in radio for, I was almost 18 years.
Yeah.
No, actually it was almost 20 years.
Yep. I did 20.
Radio did a lot of internal investigations on their mainly their managers, you know,
which meant they went to a bar and said, so and so is saying this about you. What do you think? That's not true at all. Well, we'll fire them tomorrow. That's pretty much
exactly
until someone yep. stands up yep. and goes,
and
That's
can
bullshit.
I give you a raise?
Yes. And can I and put you in a high? Let me give you another station to manage now that you've totally destroyed this one and destroyed the morale and everybody left. Let's do another one. Yeah, we've witnessed all of that.
Yeah.
Far too much. I had a dream that we were doing a morning show last night. And I woke up going, and I woke up going, oh, we actually kind of do. but we were actually, it was like live, you know, we were at the radio station. We were together. It was, you know, there's CDs and it was old school. But I don't remember the details, but I thought I got to tell Stacey about this. And I don't remember what the details were because there was something bizarre about it. Because everything's bizarre in my dreams, but I forgot what the fuck it was. But I did go, oh, because there was a moment when I have those radio dreams and I pop out of them and I'm like, I kind of miss that. And it's like, hey, moron, you do this every day. You're still doing it. It's just a little bit different than it used to be. But I got to find that tape of us from 20 some years ago. I know it's somewhere.
You need to find it.
And we will play it back here on the show. From I was 18 and I don't know. You would have been what? I don't know.
We 29? 29-ish.
Yeah. Late 20s. Yeah, that's what made me really like go, oh, I like this. This is fun doing something with a co-host because I really never done it before. But you made it so easy that it was like, oh, this is fun. The trial, we'll see where this whole damn thing goes. But like I said, we may be doing this all over again. We'll know more by the end of the month. I'm sure they're not going to let this sit for super long before they decide if they're going to retry her or not. Okay, prediction time again on this. What and where do you think it's going to go? Are we going to see another trial of Karen Reid, or is the Commonwealth going to say, just go, just leave?
I think they have so much invested in it that they're going to do another trial. Now, do I think that's the right thing to do? No. I don't know. I think they're going to have another trial, and I think she's going to end up guilty.
On lesser charges?
Yes.
Do you think they're going to go with the same defense of that there was some sort of conspiracy to hide someone else killing John O'Keefe? Or are they going to go more down the road, like I've been saying the whole time, of we don't think the friends killed him, but we do think they fucked with the evidence, and we do think they put they weighted the scale down to make it worse than it actually was. But if you're by doing that, you're almost admitting some guilt there. So I don't think you can really even go down that road.
I think Proctor destroyed this case. I think he made it seem like she was a piece of shit the fall. She was the angry, psychotic mm-hmm. girlfriend.
No.
He's dead. Yeah. Let's blame her.
The thing is, though, another trial, you still got Proctor. He's still going to get called as a witness. That's where I'm wondering if the Commonwealth is just going to go, fuck it. We're not going to win this in any way, shape, or form because there's going to be too much doubt. I'm going to guess that. I'm going to think they're going to let her go. I think they're just going to say we're done. That's going to be my prediction.
And
on
I would bet you're right about that, because if they sat back and really looked at it, they know that they've got a thorn in their side and it's Proctor.
Yeah.
You know, without that piece, there wouldn't be this theory of they tried to frame her. No. And in the beginning, when I heard about, oh, she's being framed, I'm like, oh, whatever. But when I heard his text messages and he was looking for nudes and oh my God, who does that?
Yeah.
To me, it just, it clouds the entire investigation. If he talked like that to his friends about her, what was he doing on the job? Because the people I know that are really decent, moral people and really follow the letter of the law with their jobs, like they don't live this two-sided life, you know?
No.
They're not talking to their friends about, you know, what was it, whack job cunt or something. I mean, that's not how they operate. They're not one way in their job and another in real life. So I think there's a lot there.
That's the thing. You try this again, all of that comes back. None of this is going to go away. It doesn't change any of that. And if the Commonwealth is remotely smart, I'm going to say they're not going to try it, because any way you slice it, there's reasonable doubt. There's certainly, you look at the evidence, a very strong likelihood of what happened, considering a taillight was embedded in microscopic pieces in his clothing, which kind of tells you were probably hit by a car and it happens to be that car that Karen Reed was driving. I think it's a reasonable presumption at the end of the day to go, well, he was struck by a vehicle, considering this shit is embedded in his clothing. Now, was it intentional or not? No, but if we can't even agree that that's a reasonable conclusion, then we're not going to get anywhere. And there's so much of this that gets driven on emotion. And when you throw Proctor's bullshit into all of this, it's a lot of emotion right there. And a lot of people that are going to, you know, even in the back of their mind, even if they're like, yeah, it looks pretty much like she probably hit him. But what about all that? Could there be something else going on here? Could he have, you know? And you do get that then. It doesn't erase facts. It doesn't erase true evidence. But I think the emotions will get the best of any jury pool in this, where you have some people that are going to look at the facts and go, yeah, it looks like she hit him. And you're going to have some that are just gonna be like, well, what about all this and these horrible things that this guy said? And that's where we're at right now. That's why they came back and we had a hung jury. So we shall see the 22nd. Maybe you'll win some crazy bread next time. We'll find out.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Feel off, tired, moody? You might be missing minerals, because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineralz.com and feel the difference minerals make.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it? That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com. You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com. Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.